Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560.
Oh, no.
WQAM.
Oh, no.
What?
A restart is required for monthly Windows updates.
All right, we'll just delay it.
I did, but why am I getting that?
I don't know.
Hold on. Let's get
0 for 6.
No, he's
what are you talking about?
0 for 7, dude.
0 for 7, bro.
Why am I 0 for 7?
I can't even keep track anymore. Hockey fans.
This one, we're going to go with this one, but this is not... Marshmallow should never be a flavor.
I disagree. Actually, I think this one's really good, especially
it's like creamsicle,
cold.
Right?
It's really good. I enjoy fantasy.
Creamsicle.
Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. It's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Panthers are rolling right now. They have taken this end of the season slump buster and gotten themselves nice and right. Three straight wins for the Cats. They win against the Sabres this weekend, 3-2. The Panthers, a mere point back of Boston. If they could overtake, they're going to need Boston to only get, I guess, they'd have to win their last game, and they need Boston to only get 1 point of their last two, and they could jump them.
So,
right now it looks
they're
like
they're watching, they play tonight, right?
Cats?
No, Boston.
Boston has a back to back.
So, yeah. So, from what I was hearing with Paul Maurice this morning, is that, yeah, we're going to keep an eye on it, and if they win, then we can make some adjustments.
Yeah. So, right? Basically, right now, if Boston wins tonight, Panthers likely going to take on the and likely going to take on Toronto, so we could rest easy. I would imagine you're going to rest easy this game on Tuesday.
Isn't it harder to rest people in hockey with the lines?
I think they could play some young guns a little bit more. Okay. Matthew Tkachuk, something give Stoli a nice little send off, you know?
A send off?
Yeah, a little send off of the regular season. A little Stoli, okay. You know?
Yeah, Stoli would be in goal.
Here is
although I think. Bob might fight him.
Why?
Because Bob likes to play.
Yeah, but apparently they're best friends. Apparently they love each other. Here was Bob after the win this weekend for the Cats.
Got something out tonight, eh?
Yeah, it's
It is what it is, you know. Like we play for the win. We're building up for the playoffs, and it's a good win for us.
Are you feeling like you guys are getting? You've got a week now till the playoffs. You feel like you're as close as you can get right now?
Well, you can't, like, I don't know. You don't want to think too much too, you know. We approach it one day at a time, and yeah, just go day by day. As coach said, handle your day. You know, that's pretty much it. So don't really try to jump ahead and think about what's going to happen in a week. We had a good game tonight. We had a good 2 points, and we move on.
Bob, you guys have given up, I think, 5 goals in the last 5 games. How impressive is that group in front of you right now?
Yeah, guys work hard. Guys work great. You know, we defend in the offensive zone. That's awesome. So we're tight, and I think we got good penalty kill, and guys play hard.
He's got great hair. Can I just say, like, this guy's got some great hair. You know, love Sergei. So happy for him too.
That's hockey hair, right? They all have long.
Yeah, but some of them, you know,
not
some,
by choice.
Some guys have better hair than others. Like Lomberg's got some good hair.
Got some locks on.
Lomberg's got some good hair.
He got thick, full head of hair.
Yep.
Handsome.
You know, like Barkov, he's got the curly thing going on, mm-hmm. as does Tkachuk, you know. And Tkachuk, he's got that baby face. I don't know if he's growing one of those Ekblad beards, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Paul, isn't it time that nobody shaves, right?
Supposed to not to, yeah.
Yeah.
Supposed to not to. Here's Paul Maurice. Paul Maurice was on the Joe Rose show this morning, and Paul had a couple of things. They gave me the goosies, to be honest with you, but this was him talking about how good the Panthers' goaltending and defense has been. Here was Paul Maurice.
Right. And that's probably the underpinning of our whole year. I think our players in front of these two guys have worked very hard and been pretty diligent defensively. But at the end of the day, you don't get those numbers unless your goaltending is elite. So the improvements from last year, number one is our penalty kill. And it's gone from the bottom of the league to near the top of the league. And it's been very, very strong. And the goaltending is, as they always say, your goaltender has to be your best penalty killer. That's where it's really affected our game and made us a much more solid team. All our defensive numbers are very, very good. And goaltending is the number one reason for it. But all the players in front of him allowed those two guys to be good. Sergei's just, he's just constantly gotten better over the course of his career. He's learned, he's adjusted. There is something to the connection between the two. It's unusual that they are very close. They play off each other. They joke around with each other. Their personalities suit each other. Bob's very wired, very dialed in. Anthony is too, but he's got a more casual bent to how he moves around his day. We got a great tandem there. Either one of them can pitch a shutout, and the fellas have lots.
Yeah, they seem to have a good rapport, which is, goalies are weird. Everybody says that. You kind of got to let them do their own thing. But Bob is like, that dude's an assassin. Like, he's got his routine. He does not shake from routine. So I think it's good that he has a guy like Stoli who has apparently got a really good relationship. But not that he has it in the past, but, this Joel Quenneville was always obsessed with Driedger because Driedger was so big. And, it's nothing against the Driedger Beaver, right? But, I think
where is he now?
That's a good question. I know he was in Seattle for like a cup of coffee. I don't know if he stayed there or not.
Really?
I think he was their first pick.
I thought he was decent.
Well, I don't know what the Kraken's up to, dude.
They sent him down, if I'm not mistaken. He's with the is this real? Coachella Valley Firebirds.
That's a thing?
In the American Hockey League while under contract at the Seattle Kraken.
All right. So he's trying to get his way back. Yeah. Shout out to the Driedger Beaver. But he also had some cool things to say about Sergei and how Sergei is really – he was good last year, but he's really been awesome this year. This is by far his best year as a Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously got off to a very rocky start. I was literally the only guy in town defending him because, there were bums in front of him. It wasn't his fault. He was a little bit, did he allow rebounds to go a little bit in bad directions? You don't have to put up the four. We're not going to the fourth quarter. I don't like that. He's tightened up. Here's
I have not said you hey when he wasn't four goal Bob I haven't said anything.
Here was Paul on Bobrovsky.
He's he's gotten to that age in his career. I think it bothered Sergei that he wasn't playing well, that he wasn't delivering on that contract. He's not a casual man, and he's certainly not one of those guys that doesn't love the game and, you know, loves the money but not the game. It bothered him, and his personality probably made it more difficult for him to play well. That, and it's beyond pressure, the feeling that you're letting your teammates down. But now, you know, I don't think I got any. Robbie Talisar, goalie coach, does a marvelous job tapping into the individual personalities and getting the best of them. And you come to one of our morning skates, and Sergei Bobrovsky has fun in the morning skate now. And that's an important thing for a high pressure wired guy to be able to relieve that pressure, to have some pure fun during the game. And, you know, as we all get a little bit older, we start to appreciate that some things aren't going to last forever. And Sergei knows he's on the clearly on the back nine of his career. He's enjoying every minute of it.
It's funny that he mentions the mornings that he's having fun, because it brings me back to the first time I met Sergei Bobrovsky, and it was really, really awkward.
Oh.
Because I told the Panthers, I was like, you know, we were doing this thing. We were doing mornings. No longer did I have to do two things a day, like produce a morning show and host a show. So I was like, oh, I'm going to go out and about, see if there's some interviews, right?
Yep.
So I told the Panthers, I was like, you know, I heard this guy's voice, and I'm like, I got to interview that guy as much as possible. And so Adeline, who does Panthers PR, does an amazing job for the Panthers. She's like, oh, come on, you're going to go, we'll talk to Sergei. Because she told me, with the way I had been, she's like, yes, he's down to do this. He wants to do some interviews. And you know, talk about, I don't think he did much of this. He didn't do much media in Columbus. And so went to go meet him after a show and go to Panthers practice. And so she's like, yeah, so we're going to do the interviews at some time. And he goes, well, when are you guys on? And I'm like, oh, we're on in the morning, 6 to 10. And he goes, morning's no good. I was like, what?
Okay.
And then I was like, well, I mean, you know, we could record them like whenever, I guess, is good. And he just like looks over at her and then looks at me. And Dave Hyde was also waiting on an interview with him too. And he just goes, uncomfortable.
This is my first meeting with the man. I was like, oh no.
I thought I had blown this entire thing. That we were never going to get to speak with him.
That was so great.
Mornings. No, he's very routine oriented. He's, mornings, no good.
Uncomfortable.
Oh, man. The best. Happy for Bob. Happy for the Cats. Cannot wait for the playoffs.
Yep.
Yes. So you're still, as of right now, you have more confidence in the Heat than you do the Panthers.
Yeah, I have the Heat. My confidence is level is at a 99, and the Panthers is at a 98. So just slightly, slightly.
99?
Yeah.
They're in the play-in.
Who cares? They were in the play-in last year.
Can't be 100.
The last year, you can't take an anomaly and make it the norm.
They're a better record than last year.
Oh, my God.
Deeper.
You're a buffoon.
And we're going to get to 50 minutes.
You're ridiculous.
No, I'm not a buffoon. Don't say that.
You're a buffoon.
Don't say that.
You're a buffoon.
No, I'm not a buffoon. I don't like you. It's not a nice thing to say.
You are stretching the reality of the situation far too far.
I think we should play a little point counterpoint.
Oh.
Because I got to tell you something. Yeah. I got some bullets in the holster.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you why I'm more confident in the Heat this year than even last year.
Okay.
But first.
Yeah?
No, wait. I thought we were playing the game now.
No, we got to go to break. You got to stay on schedule first.
I hate when you do this. I'm going to forget. My points.
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks. My points are fresh.
Jalen Phillips says he's going to be ready for the season.
People in hell think it's not that hot.
What?
Oh, that's Chris Sims.
Same difference. Like, to say you're going to be ready 3 months from now, ideally, yeah, because that's what you want to hear. Like, you don't want to hear, I don't know, we're working on it. You want to hear, no, I'll be ready.
He said, quote, to ESPN during the UM spring game.
I don't care when he said it.
I'll definitely be back healthy for the season.
Ooh.
For the season.
There we
go. Didn't say to start.
So
you took that as meaning he's ready for game one.
Oh, yeah.
That spring game, though.
No, stop.
Kim Ward.
Stop.
Ooh.
Stop. Stop. Why do you take information? See, this is why we struggle at times, because he hears stuff and he makes it what he wants to believe. He said, I'll be ready for the season. He didn't say the first game.
What do you think? Why would you say that then? Because if he wasn't going to say the season, he would say at some point this season.
Oh, he would say.
When he says healthy for the season, that's the season.
No, you're making assumptions.
I'm not assuming anything.
So if he comes back game three, that's still the season.
Agreed.
Okay.
You would call it
but
a win.
But why would you take that? Why would you take that and mean he says he's going to be ready for the first game?
I figure he's attacking the day.
Because you can attack the day all you want.
Agree to disagree.
Carpe diem.
No. Marcos.
But.
Let's go to break. Because I'm going to tell you why.
Yep.
Ask this man what saying I hate more than anything.
Hmm.
Go ahead.
What saying does he hate more than anything?
So you agree with me?
Agree to disagree.
Same
thing.
Hard to say.
That's him manipulating reality.
I'm not a manipulator. I don't like that.
You're not a manipulator.
I'm not a manipulator.
What?
We're going to play a little point counterpoint.
Fine.
Miami Heat edition. Next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. 15 minutes of heat here for you, 560 WQAM.
It's like game show music as well.
This is you want to make everything a game show.
Oh, I got sound effects, too.
We have agreed to a gentleman's game of point counterpoint. Leroy and I disagreeing on the Miami Heat's chances in the playoffs.
Oh.
Leroy fearful of a one-game sample.
I don't care who's playing in it.
I love samples.
I don't care. And here's my point.
Get some good samples.
You're making this like
Costco?
I think this is about the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
In that sport, I don't care who it is. A one game sample is a terrible way for your season to end. And that's for whoever. So you're making this a Heat thing. This is not a Heat thing. This is a sport thing. That if you can avoid being in a situation where there's a one game to determine your fate, then you do it.
Counterpoint.
Oh, wait, that was the first point? I got a sound for the point.
Oh.
All right, when you make your point, let's say it's a bad point for some reason. And then if you're like, yo, he's about to hit him with a really major point. And then if someone makes a miraculous point.
Oh, my God.
Here's what I would say, though.
Yeah.
The Sixers aren't built for this because they've never been in the play-in tournament before. The Miami Heat have bathed in the play-in tournament. They've been burnt by the play-in tournament.
Whoa.
And then they've succeeded in the play-in tournament to the very brink. Ergo, they're going into this thing knowing exactly what they're up against, and the Sixers do not.
Wow.
Oh, my God. No.
That's a good point.
But here's, no.
What's your counterpoint?
Counterpoint is, is that, again, I don't care who's playing.
Oh, really?
I don't care
what either team.
Hold on. I don't care what any of these teams' abilities are.
Mm-hmm.
They're all professionals, and if you leave it up to a one-game sample, you're playing a dangerous game.
It's one-game sample.
Right. Like,
counterpoint.
Okay, let me give you an example. The Washington Wizards.
It happened. That's fine.
A one-game sample.
Okay.
That doesn't mean Washington is the NBA champs.
It's not point-point counterpoint. Can I make my counterpoint?
What's going on here?
Counterpoint. Every game Joel Embiid plays is a dangerous game because you never know if he's going to make it out of it.
It really is a one-game sample every time. That's a good point.
Which has nothing to do with the point I'm making.
Well, that's not the game.
that's true.
Make a point, I make a counterpoint.
Wait.
You said that he'd are playing a dangerous game. Yeah. I say Joel Embiid every game he plays is a dangerous game. Also, counterpoint, Miami Heat, very good on the road.
This guy's racking them up.
This year?
Yes.
Okay. So you're willing to take that stat from this year, but none of the reality from all the years of the
past. Were very good on the road last year in the playoffs, too, though. They were very good.
Playoffs.
Hold on. Listen to me. This is where we're starting. The Miami Heat took home court advantage in every series in the postseason last year.
Ooh.
Okay.
They did.
Okay. But that was last year.
It is last year, but that
this is this year.
It's an experienced group.
This is this year.
You don't think experience matters?
Sure, being in certain situations does matter.
Because you just told me you don't believe
it. But again,
still good.
A one-game sample size, when anything can happen, that doesn't mean anything. I'm more upset that the Heat are even in this situation because I was told that we had it going about seven times in the new year.
Unforeseen circumstances, though.
Like what? Mm.
Tyler Hero got hurt again. Terry Rozier got hurt. Duncan Robinson got hurt.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler got hurt. Now we're all coming together.
Okay.
Like the Infinity Stones.
And counterpoint, sometimes this team struggles more when everybody's able to play.
He's got a good point there.
I don't agree with that.
That's a good point.
Are you kidding me?
I don't agree with that.
That's a fact.
No, that's an eye test thing.
That's a fact.
No, it's not a
good point.
It's not a fact.
It's a good point.
Okay.
Counterpoint.
Okay.
Counterpoint?
The Heat are the only team that could throw up a 90-point stinker at any given time.
They have
at
not
any
had,
time.
You're right. They have not had a good offense this year.
Back to my original point.
Okay.
That's why a one-game sample terrifies me.
Oh, hey, to circle back, that's 2 points for the circle back.
Counterpoint, they have Kyle Lowry. He's going to shoot like twice.
Oh, Kyle Lowry.
Also,
why does Kyle Lowry got to make booty noises?
Oh, you know why.
Also,
what?
Jaime Hawkins is back.
Oh, that's a good point.
So wait a minute. This is the same guy that would blast everybody about experience, right? That he'd have experience. That he'd have this. And then praise a rookie
the one guy
for being available.
He's not a typical rookie.
Why are you counterpointing yourself?
He's not a typical rookie.
That's a boxing.
He's
been to Final Four.
Oh, Final Four rookie.
Yeah.
And he's old. That's a good point.
Great hair.
No, it wasn't. Because I've been saying for the last 2 years, Jovic been pros longer than any of these guys, and he couldn't get on the floor.
You lead me into my next point, which is not a counterpoint. It's a co-point, which is Jovic is ready.
Oh.
Yo, hey, that's a good point.
So you're going to go with two young players.
I mean,
and you say that, right.
Well, people
while talking about the Heat have been there.
That's why we're different than last
year. Wait. You can't use the point the Heat have been there, right, while then using the point that two of the youngest guys on your team are ready.
Well, Jovic was there. He just didn't play last year. He was there, though.
And he wasn't there!
He was there!
What are you talking about?
He wasn't banned from the arena!
What are you talking about?
He wasn't banned from the arena.
He was there. Played 0.0 minutes.
He was studying.
And now he's giving him experience.
He's like Patrick Mahomes.
Wait,
first year.
Can you get experience from not playing at all?
Counterpoint.
Oh.
Bam shoots threes now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, great.
It's true.
Okay, great. 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 You.
It was a good exchange, but he's smoking you, dude. It's a good exchange.
You mean I'm smoking him, right?
You want to know who your best friend is when you're locked out of your house?
Who's that?
Just like the Heat are locked out of the playoffs right now.
Oh, I think
you
I
need
know.
Somebody to help play your way in. And when you're locked out of your house, you know who you need?
Who's that?
A locksmith, dude. Heywood Highsmith, dude. Putting the clamps on. Whoever he's got to put the clamps on.
Wow.
Oh. Like they did on Tyrese Maxey?
Oh, dude, it was a regular season game. You never talk about what happened to Tyrese.
Tyrese Maxey scored.
He scored on everyone, though.
He scored on everyone.
Not on Christmas.
Oh, that's right.
You want to start on Christmas?
We got to go back. That was also.
That's a primetime game. That's a primetime game.
Oh, he struggled, right?
He did, actually.
The one game. Okay.
He did.
So you're going back to the one game, but I can't use the Wizards game as to why.
You can't use it. It's not as good a point.
It's even more of a point.
No, it's not.
The Heat locking down Tyrese Maxey is not an anomaly. The Wizard beating the Heat is, and that makes my point about random Tyrese one game.
Tyrese Maxey's been on a good run. You know, the end of the year, I think, 7 out of 8 wins?
Yes.
Counterpoint.
Well,
peaked at the wrong time. Peaked at the wrong time.
Oh, so you're saying, hold on. Counterpoint.
You got to save it.
Counterpoint. You are saying the Heat have peaked after beating the Toronto Raptors twice.
No.
He's not peaking.
No, he's talking about Maxey.
Okay, then when did they peak?
Have they?
When did the Heat peak?
They haven't peaked. That's why. They're going right into the, this is
so
peak
how do you,
season.
So, oh, this is peak season. So you're season. Saying,
Peaky Blinders.
So you're saying they're going to peak.
Blinders.
You're saying they're going to peak.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, okay. Based on what? What you've seen this year?
Yeah. I like a lot of things constructed for this year. We had a better roster than last
year.
So
why am I looking at the same roster?
Deeper.
And saying they're very inconsistent?
Because you're a grump.
No, I'm not a grump. And you're looking at the same roster and go, they're championship ready.
Who would you rather have on this team this year? Huh. Okay. You're going into these playoffs, right? Let me ask you, who would you rather have? Max Strus or Jovic?
Jovic.
Okay. Who would you rather have, Gabe Vincent or Jaime Jaquez?
Jaime.
Okay. Who would you rather have, Terry Rozier or Kyle Lowry?
Oh, come on. Now you're playing.
No, I'm asking you. Hey. I'm just asking questions.
I'd rather have Terry Rozier.
Okay. Who would you rather have, a Bam who shoots threes or a Bam who doesn't shoot threes?
Damn.
That's irrelevant.
What?
What? Irrelevant?
Because
irrelevant?
Wow.
Because
just answer the question.
Huh?
A Bam that shoots
threes. Okay. What is that? Is that 4 for 4?
That's 4 for
Where's
4 right there, dude.
Where's my little fight?
Go ahead and
where's my fight?
Dude, that was a 4 punch knockout.
Now the big mystery question.
I would like to use another F word right now.
Why?
Oh! Ain't Fife.
Okay. Would you rather have this Jimmy Butler or last year's Jimmy Butler?
Last year's Jimmy Butler.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, let me bring you Jimmy Butler.
Oh.
This was via Slam Magazine. Counterpoint.
He said a trap.
Counterpoint. Here's some.
Dude,
Jimmy
you.
Butler was speaking to Slam Magazine.
Slam. So now you have searched all edges of the internet to bring me an article from Slam. When was this article written?
Today. Well, I don't know when it was written.
It was released today.
It was released today. So this could have been 3 months ago, but you're going to present it like he just talked to Jimmy yesterday.
I don't know.
That's good.
I don't know when he spoke to him.
Oh, my God.
Hard to say.
Good evidence.
I didn't know we had to do reading for this.
Well, it's not reading. I'm bringing you a video.
Okay, go.
Well, even better.
Go.
It's a time where people really got to think about going up against the Miami Heat and myself. Like, I know what I'm capable of. I know what my squad is capable of. And don't nobody want to see us in a 7-game series anyways. We know that.
Hold on. Counterpoint.
Wow.
Counterpoint.
Wow, dude. Don't you feel foolish.
Hold on. I agree with that. What was the point of my whole argument?
I don't remember.
1-game sample.
Oh, dude, this is a 7-game series. Bucks into 1 game.
The whole point of this.
That's true, though.
Wait,
that's true.
Jimmy's sitting here talking about a 7-game series.
But
I said I don't like 1-game samples.
Doubt him.
That's a good point.
I don't even want you. I don't.
Anybody could get hot.
You can.
Anybody in the NBA could get hot.
But you're not talking about anybody. I know you're scared of Tyrese Maxey, and that's fine. Be scared of Tyrese Maxey. But let me just say this one thing.
You don't think? Wait.
Yeah.
You think Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid are just bums, scrubs?
I didn't say they were bums.
Okay.
I mean, what have they done? You know.
No, all they have to do is beat the Heat.
Good luck.
Like, what do you say? Like, I love the way his argument for this matchup is what have they done in years past? It's a one-game sample size, dude. And you get Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid. That's who you have to contend with.
With expectations, though.
Huh?
Let's see what Tyrese Maxey does when people there's going to be the burden on him.
Whoa.
We'll okay, fine.
Also.
Okay, fine. It's still a one-game sample.
He's got
You're
one.
Missing my entire point. My entire point is not whether the Heat can win in a seven-game series. Mm-hmm. My thing is, I don't like the fact that most of these series are seven-game series, mm-hmm. and now you put yourself in a situation where one team could get hot and you're done.
What if the Heat get hot?
Oh, that's a good point.
I'm not saying
That's right.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. That was a fun game. I had fun. I'm having fun today.
It is a fun day.
We've had a fun day. We talked UFC. We've talked Heat. We had the greatest call of all time.
Oh, so good.
Go back and listen to the podcast for that.
Indeed.
Or you guys can go to my Twitter account. You can watch the most hilarious Leroy reaction ever.
I literally can't wait to see that again.
You guys can go watch that at @Brendan_Tobin. You guys can see that. We also have Brooks and Dunn tickets to give away. We'll give those away before the end of the hour here, as Brooks and Dunn are bringing their Reboot 2024 tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm on Friday, May 3rd. And we'll give away a pair of tickets every day this week. Keep listening for us for details. This is a Live Nation show. Yeah, Max Holloway right now is up on the McAfee show as Pat talking to the new BMF champion, Max Holloway, as that was an incredible performance this weekend. I also was reading, I want to wait till Leroy gets back to give this to you guys, but yeah. I was continuing to read this Slam Magazine article from Jimmy Butler, and I just heard, I just read the funniest quote from Jimmy Butler on Playoff Jimmy, but I will wait to till our boy returns from his recovery from that beatdown in point counterpoint.
Oh, that was good. That was a good game. No. Speaking of recovery from beatdown,
you tapped out. Tap machine.
You said nothing about the original reason as to why the point that I was making. Your counterpoints had nothing to do with the fact that, okay.
Did the term I give come out of your mouth or not?
Yeah, because we're talking about two different things.
Do you want to hear a funny quote from Jimmy Butler?
Sure.
Tell Slam Magazine he was asked about Playoff Jimmy. He said, "That's not a thing for the 100th time. Playoff Jimmy is not a thing. Emo Jimmy, thing. Football Jimmy, thing. Tennis Jimmy, thing. Daddy Jimmy, thing. Zaddy Jimmy, thing. But Playoff Jimmy, not so much."
We know. We've seen it.
What do you mean?
We've been waiting for it all year. So maybe.
Well, it's not playoff yet.
Okay. So, okay.
Not even this.
Hold on. Let's clarify. I like to clarify with Tobin because he likes to leave himself wiggle room.
All right.
Is this play-in game considered a playoffs?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't even count statistically.
It doesn't count for nothing other than your ass could go home.
That's true.
Nah, we literally go home for a game on Friday.
Mm. Okay. And then you want to be the seventh seed, right?
I'd like to be the seventh seed.
Okay.
I'd like to be the seventh seed. If we have to beat Boston early, we'll do it, but I'd rather save it. You know what I'd really like to do, Leroy, to be honest with you?
Who would you like?
I'd like to get Boston's hopes up. You know, I'd like to get all the O'Keefe's and O'Malley's hopes up. Okay. I'd like to meet them again in the Eastern Conference Finals and then rip their hearts out. That would give me joy. Mm-hmm. Beating the Knicks in the first round, you might as well. Like, the Knicks fans are such idiots. Like, they think the first round is the Eastern Conference Finals, so I don't care when we kick their ass.
It's true. They're just happy to be there.
They're just stupid people.
Bing bong! Good luck.
Let's get to...
Did you try to say bing bong with a Latino
bing
accent?
Bing bong! No, that's how they say it. You gotta say bong and coffee.
Let's get to the mixed bag.
Oh, gosh.
The mixed bag brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future.
Hello, friends.
No, you gotta go. No, whenever you say that, you have to go. Hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
There you go. That can only be said one way.
Well, we were just looking at the man. He is currently on Pat McAfee right now. That is the new BMF champion, Max Holloway, describing how he was able to steal all of our hearts this weekend. But there is a fight on the horizon that the BMF champion has some questions in regards to his opponent. This is what Max Holloway had to say about Topuria.
By any chance, did you see Ilya's reaction to your knockout?
Yeah, I saw it. People saw it, but I don't know. Like, you know, like, everybody's like, oh, he's like, whatever, but you can't. I don't know the dude. You know what I mean? You don't know if he's socially awkward or something. So, like, maybe that's just what he is. You know, no. Fair play to him. You know, I don't know how animated or whatever he is. So, I ain't going to take to it. This guy is a world champion. He's a killer. But, like I said, all fight week, brother, it's quite, you know, we got questions. There's a lot of questions about the guy, and I want to figure that out.
Ilya actually just did an interview with.
I like the. If you guys didn't see. Topuria looked genuinely terrified after Max Holloway knocked him out. Just to give everybody context, that he looked genuinely like he saw a ghost after what Max Holloway did to Justin Gaethje. Okay, go on.
Honestly, though, everyone looked like that, so I'm going to give him credit for that. And I kind of went back a little bit so we can get more context of what he was saying.
Whatever, but you can't. I don't know the dude. You know what I mean? You don't know if he's socially awkward or something. So, like, maybe that's just what he is. You know, no. Fair play to him. You know, I don't know how animated or whatever he is. So, I ain't gonna take to it. This guy is a world champion. He's a killer. But like I said, all fight week, brother. It's quite. You know, we got questions. There's a lot of questions about the guy, and I want to figure that out.
Ilya actually just did an interview with ESPN, and his quote was, "It's clear for me my next fight is against Max Holloway. Congratulations and enjoy tonight. But after fighting me, he will have to go back to the back of the line."
That's cool. I mean, what do you want to say? What if he goes back of the line? You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, we find out. Like I said, we got questions, you know? We're in the fighting game. Ilya can talk, but I got a lot of questions, you know? I like listening. And if that ever gets booked, you guys are going to see a lot of answers. So I'm excited for it.
It's like such a great disrespect of, like, I don't believe the hype of somebody, because he's like,
got a lot of questions.
I just got questions. It's just like, it's so dismissive. He goes, I'm just saying I got questions.
He looked terrified.
Man. He does look a little terrified in this picture right here.
Dude, he looked genuinely like, oh my God, this guy.
He's like, look, first of all, with 10 seconds left, he called him to the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
And said, "Let's do this. I'm gonna give you one last chance at the champ." Right?
It was
one
so
last
good.
Chance.
It was so good.
I've been like, "Here's what you say. I've been beating your ass for five rounds. Was it three rounds or five?
It was five.
I've been beating your ass for five rounds. We got 15 seconds left.
Yep.
I'm gonna give you a chance to get out of jail free.
Might as well make it even.
Come get some.
Yep. Have an opportunity.
It was so.
And still knocked him out.
Dude, it was the best thing ever." And it was like, it was so cool. I think the thing that's cool about it is, you know, for a guy who's been a Max Holloway fan as long as I have, like, honestly,
he never says anything negative.
No, he's the best. But like, Jenny, you know, I've interviewed like basically everybody. I got to finally interview him last year, and it was Goosey's. Like, I haven't, like, he's been doing this since he was 19. Came to the UFC at 19 years old. He's 33 now.
Is this a Hawaiian thing? Because two is very similar.
And just very respectful.
Very respectful. How you respond to naysayers or whatever. It always has this kind of Hawaiian tone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, it was awesome to see that yesterday.
Yeah.
He's fought everybody there is to. This guy's been arguably the best featherweight champion of all time. He's beaten Jose Aldo. Alexander Volkanovski's the only guy who's really gotten the best of him that many times. Conor got him, beat him by decision. back when he was 20, you know, but didn't finish. When the time when Connor was finishing everybody, didn't finish him as a kid.
Right.
So he's tremendous.
It's one of those.
But he does, like, he's done that in several fights. The you know who did it to him, though? Poirier.
Beat
Didn't knock him out like that, but Poirier kicked his ass when they fought for the interim lightweight title. And Poirier came out for one round. And he goes, "Hey, you wanna do this?" Because Poirier looked like he had him beat first round.
Right.
You know, but I'm happy for both of those guys because they've been in the damn promotion forever, and now it does feel like they're just genuine stars.
I just that's what MMA is, right? Like, I get the grappling and all that stuff, but when you think of, especially down here, you think of the backyard brawls, akimbo slice, and stuff like that, right? So for these guys to be, hold on, the BMF belt, right? And to finish it off like that, yeah.
I'm just saying, I got questions. I don't know if he's a bum. I just got questions.
Is that the nicest way of calling somebody out?
I got questions. Yeah. That's all. I got questions.
Look, I don't know how he feels. I don't know what his personality is like. I just got questions.
I got questions.
I think we all have questions.
I got questions. What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
I got something that is bound to give you goosies.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Spoelstra.
Oh.
He gave a good description of what this Sixers game is. And these are the only type of people who are allowed to attend.
Looking forward to it. It'll be a great environment. Philly's been playing fantastic recently, you know, so we know what to expect up there. And that is what we say, you know, it's for competitors only. And it should be a lot of fun.
Oh, now we're competing. Ooh. Now we're competing.
It's time. Mani Expo is back.
Don't tell me that.
Mani Expo is back.
I don't
want
to hear that.
We have enough.
I don't want to hear that.
Mani Expo is
more than enough.
Do you hear the way he ended his press conference yesterday?
Regular seasons.
Let me get this for you. This is great because he was asked yesterday at the end of his press conference about you know, getting the extra day.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, this dude's so locked in and so ready to roll because he's crazy.
He is crazy.
He's
sure.
A crazy person.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And, you know, I love that about him. I love the fact that he is a little bit nuts. And this was him yesterday to end his press conference.
To getting the extra day. I know you'll fly Tuesday, obviously, but just one more day to breathe and reset before playing Wednesday.
I don't really care. Could have been Tuesday. I would have been ready to rock. All right. Thanks.
Wow.
Leroy, that was pretty good.
That was good.
That was good.
And I like, look at the dismissiveness on his face when asked about it. He's just like,
I don't care.
Oh, extra day.
Getting the extra day. I know you'll fly Tuesday, obviously, but just one more day to breathe and reset before playing Wednesday.
I don't really care. Meh. Could have been Tuesday. I would have been ready to rock.
Know what that face says?
Thanks.
Meh. Think I'm scared? You think I'm scared?
We can do this right now. I wish the game would tip off right now.
Didn't he say that? He said that before the finals. He goes, "Oh, we'll play it at Everest." Yeah. I was like, "Spo, calm down, man."
He's good.
They did win at Everest once.
Yeah, did they?
They didn't run any more games in that series.
Mm. Yeah, but even
that
before
Joker's
that,
good.
Remember the Boston game?
What are you looking at me for?
That Joker is good.
He's good. I'm giving somebody credit. I thought you wanted me to do that. I just have questions.
You are like a big mouth bass.
What do you mean, dude?
That face, dude.
Like, you just fall for everything.
Look at that face.
Look at that face.
Look at that face.
Look at that face.
Face of a maniac.
No, that's a catfish face.
Does kind of look like a fish.
Doesn't matter to me.
Like, he's trying to mean mug.
He is mean mugging.
Guess how many points he's going to score in Wednesday's game.
Oh, he's going to draw a play.
None.
Come on. You're saying Spo doesn't have an impact?
No, I'm not. That's where he got with that.
Wow. Is that not what you said, though?
No.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
I'm saying, like, he's writing a check for somebody else.
It's okay.
I'd be more interested in when is Jimmy going to show up.
He's got great credit, Eric Spoelstra.
He does.
They call him the accountant.
But he ain't scored no buckets.
Nobody calls him that.
I don't think anyone said that.
You know what the S stands for in IRS?
What is that?
Spo.
Wow, international.
Is there an advantage to getting the extra day? I know you'll fly Tuesday, obviously, but just one more day to breathe and reset before playing Wednesday.
I don't really care. Could have been Tuesday. I would have been ready to rock.
Yeah, because you ain't played 82 games.
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, he does stand the entire game.
Okay.
Very good.
Again. All this is great.
Moves a lot, too.
One game sample. Yeah, somebody gets high shooting the three and your season's over, you're going to be
You're acting like Spo's not active during a game. Like, you see him when he does this.
Yep.
Does that's my best move of the day. Sometimes he follows it up with a skip.
Sometimes
he does the skip. He skips. He tries to do it with his feet and his hands. Not very coordinated.
No.
But he's trying to show he's moving with his feet and he's giving the signal. Oh, it's
Stunt
hilarious.
Steve says the one where he said we could tip off. Right. Yeah, he was so angry after losing that
the
game
Celtics,
six.
Right? Yeah.
We wish we could tip this off right now. Right now?
Yep.
Oh, man. All right, dude.
I'm so excited. It's playoff time, baby.
It's okay. Playoff time.
It's playoff time, baby. Hey.
Yeah?
I'm just going to give you guys a little
No, you ain't got to give me nothing. I'm telling you right now. Dude.
Husband?
Am I going to have to choke the crap out of you?
No.
Okay.
I'm too adorable. You don't want to do that to me.
Bless you.
No,
know.
I'm saying something. You also shadow boxed in front of me, and I thought I was going to have to put my dukes up. So I never know. I never know what the level of anger is.
I promise I'll do that again when we go back.
Oh. No. You should be even like, this time you won't have to buy any drinks. Dude, he had to probably go through a hundy.
Whoa.
I've been going to Vegas.
Vegas, that's since, like three
drinks. Wait, I've been going to Vegas since 1990.
They were cheaper than the Hooters one.
I have never spent $100 on drinks.
It was gross.
And all the years I've been there, I've never spent $100 total on drinks.
You want to know this was gross about it? That there was an MMA weigh-in going on at the
pool. Dude, look. Okay. We walked through the Hard Rock, and we were like, man, this is a bum-ass casino, right? So Tony goes, he gives me an arm bar. He goes, wait, I think a weigh-in is getting ready to break out. I'm like, where? He goes, right.
His weigh-in senses started.
There was a weigh-in, like, just in the middle of the casino. Like, they ran up and, like, they stood on some tables and put rope around the tables.
They were just using a bathroom scale.
Right? Oh, okay. Dude, it was the craziest thing.
They were kind of eyeing it.
Wait, because we were there for another fight, and they were doing a card opposite whatever fight we were doing.
It's great.
Every time you guys mention Hooters Casino, for some reason I imagine like a normal Hooters with like three slot machines.
No.
Dude, here's the thing. Here's what you need to understand about Vegas, right? I guess they have a union or something. Because I remember I used to go to the casino, the Desert Inn, right? And one of the reasons why I went there, because if you stayed there, you got to golf for free. And they had a golf course, right? A really good golf course where they did a PGA tour right out back. So I would always stay at the Desert Inn. But some of the ladies at the Desert Inn worked there since the 70s. Still in them outfits.
You can't get rid of old Fanny.
But that's what I'm saying. So now it's different, but you go to a couple of the older casinos. Oh, right. And so, like, yeah, it's crazy.
By the way, no longer exists Hooters Casino.
What?
Rebranded.
No, remember they were tearing stuff.
What is it? The Oyo.
What?
Yeah, right?
They're tearing down.
Makes me sad.
They're tearing down another casino right on the corner.
Third largest hotel in the world.
Huh.
That's interesting, right?
The what?
Third largest hotel in the world.
No, it's not open yet, though, right?
So they're just knocking all that down and building another hotel just with Vegas.
They have another one that's getting torn down.
Jeez.
Treasure Island. I think Treasure Island.
Wow.
They're just tearing it down.
End of an era.
Take a break. Final hour coming up after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.